retreat and see God's pursuit.
The day begins to break, and night is fled, whose pitchy mantle overveiled the earth.
Now have I paid my vow to Salisbury's soul.
For every drop of blood was drawn from him, there hath at least 5 Frenchmen died tonight. And that hereafter ages may behold what ruin happened in revenge of him. Within their chiefest temple I'll erect a tomb wherein his corpse shall be interred. Upon the which, that everyone may read, shall be engraved, the sack of Orleans, the treacherous manner of his mournful death, and what a terror he had been to France.
Advance his body to the marketplace, the middle center of this cursed town.
But lords, in all our bloody massacre, I muse we met not with the Dolphin's grace. His new-come champion, virtuous June of Ayr, or any of his false confederates.
Of course, Lord Talbot, when the fight began, roused on the sudden from their drowsy beds, laid amongst the troops of armed men, leap o'er the walls for refuge in the field.
Myself, as far as I could well discern for smoke and dusky vapors of the night, I'm sure I scared the Dolphin and his trull when arm in arm they both came swiftly running, like to a pair of loving turtle doves that could not live asunder day or night. After that things are set in order here, we'll follow them with all the power we have.
All hail, my lords. Which of this princely train call ye the warlike Talbot, whose acts so much applauded to the realm of France?
Here is the Talbot. Who would speak with him?
The virtuous lady Countess of Auvergne. With modesty, admiring thy renown, by me entreats, great lord, thou wouldst vouchsafe to visit her poor castle where she lies, that she may boast she hath beheld the man whose glory fills the world with loud report.
Is it even so? Nay, then, I see our wars will turn unto a peaceful comic sport when ladies crave to be encountered with. You may not, my lord, despise her gentle suit.
Now, trust me, then, for when a world of men could not prevail with all their oratory, yet hath a woman's kindness overruled. And therefore tell her I return great thanks, and with submission will attend on her. Will not your honors bear me company?
No, truly, it is more than manners will. But I've heard it said, unbidden guests are often welcomest when they are gone.
Well, then alone, since there's no remedy, I mean to prove this lady's courtesy. Come hither, Captain. You perceive my mind.
I do, my lord, and mean accordingly.